Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the first meeting of the House Capital Investment Committee for 2015 to order. Welcome, everyone. You might notice that we have assigned seats today. It'll be just for today. Normally, you can pick your own seat, but in the spirit of bipartisanship, we've assigned seats today, and you'll notice that it doesn't go boy-girl, but it does go RDRD. So just a chance to get acquainted with your colleagues on the other side of the aisle. As you all know, passing a bonding bill requires a supermajority, and so we understand what that takes. Dean, you look short. I saw her. I'm a witness to the act. She did give you that chair.
I want the footrest too.
I see.
Next time, I'm just going to change the thing.
Well, it's not my fault. That's all I know. So, welcome, even if you are somewhat under the weather. We're going to start today with some introductions. First, I'd like to introduce our temporary page. Fu Lee is with us today, paging the committee. Thank you, Fu, for covering us today. I don't know yet who our permanent page will be, but if it happens to be Fu, we'll be happy to have him, even though he lives in Minneapolis. We forgive him for that. Going on with other staff, on my right hand, I have our new CA, Gavin Hansen. Gavin, welcome to the committee. Gavin comes to us from being a LA last year and has moved on up to be a CA this year and will do a great job. And on my left, I have my new CLA, Kelly Kemper. Kelly comes to us from Duluth. So would you either of you like to make any remarks? You're good? They're both good. Okay. Next, we have our DFL researcher, Jenny Nash. Jenny, welcome to the committee. How many years have you been in this position?
I've never been in the minority as a DFL researcher.
But you've been a DFL researcher before.
No,
you haven't.
I've
so
been
you're
a committee administrator.
And
the coordinator of committee administrators. And I've been in the media department, and I've been in the constituent services. And a few
others. So how many years
see.
Is that?
25.
Oh. My goodness. And this is the first time as a researcher. Interesting. Very good. Well, I bet you'll do a great job for those folks. Our house researcher is yet to come on board, so he will be introduced when he arrives. I believe I've covered all the staff. Next, we will introduce ourselves. And I would like everyone to, oh, wait a minute. I left out some people. I'm sorry about that. We have some very important people at the end of the table. Deb Dyson, House Research. Would you like to make any remarks, Deb?
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. That's nice to know. There's Andrew. Hi. Sorry. Andrew Lee is also with us, House Fiscal Analyst. Andrew, any remarks for us this morning? All right. Well, welcome aboard. Sorry, I almost skipped over you. Forgive me for that. Members, we're gonna.
What committee is this?
This is the this is the Kumbaya Committee.
Keep
up the great work, Mr. Chairman.
That Garofalo, you know, he's everywhere. I hope. Can anybody here tweet? If you can, tweet something about Garofalo showing up. You know, he's on that. He's on that thing all the time, and I think it'd be good if somebody would publicize that. I can't do it because I don't have a teenager in my house. We will go on with member introductions, and I would like members to something a little different. Tell us, since this committee is probably, depending on the schedule, probably going to do some touring coming up this summer. We're all going to get to know each other extremely well, get to be together on a bus and all that fun stuff. I would like you to just tell me about some place you've traveled to, either inside or outside of Minnesota, and I will start that endeavor. I have a sister-in-law who happens to live in Venice Beach, California, part of L.A., and we had the chance to travel and visit with her not too long ago, and you know, some people call L.A. La La Land. And I was there, and I didn't see, I saw hardly any other Republicans, so I don't think there's been anybody in La La Land that's been trying to conceive of transportation bills that I know of. So with that, I think we should start with the Democrat lead on the committee, Representative Hausman.
I'm Alice Hausman, and if I travel in my district...
The microphone, ma'am.
Oh, sorry.
If I travel in my district, I travel in the communities of St. Anthony Park and Como Park. Como Park is the home of the Como Zoo, where 2 million people travel every year. And then I represent three suburban cities, Falcon Heights, Lauderdale, and Roseville. And because it's hard to get our children and grandchildren to travel with us when school is in session, we all went to Disney World in Florida in June. I don't recommend it.
Thank you, Representative Hausman. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, in my capacity as the husband to a family of travelers, we took a trip to Italy this past September, and for all who want to go there, I would heartily encourage it, if for no other reason, the food.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Ublum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Mark Ublum. I represent Champlin and part of Coon Rapids. Do a lot of traveling all over the place. I'm an avid motorcyclist, and we do long-term rides all over North America. Done the Alaskan Highway, went to Newfoundland a couple years ago. Last summer we were out on the West Coast doing Oregon and Washington State and Northern California. So enjoy that a lot and get around, and gas is even cheaper on a motorcycle.
That's true. And do you have any cast iron body parts?
Only been down three times and I'm still alive.
That's good. Representative Moline.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Carly Moline. I frequently travel the central to western Mesabi Iron Range, represent portions of St. Louis and Itasca County. Other than that, haven't traveled any place nearly as exciting as it sounds like my colleagues have done recently, so you might have to take me along next time you go on a trip. I think the last place I visited was Missouri, so yeah. Also probably wouldn't recommend it.
Representative Rudolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll certainly enjoy the opportunities that will be ahead of us. I've been on bonding, I think, 8 years, and had some. You really learn about the state on this committee. We see basically every corner of it. Stop off even some places that don't have bonding requests. I remember we did visit the biggest ball of twine made by one man in Darwin, in my district.
Would you recommend it?
Oh yes, that's a fine thing. But anyway, we'll go to a lot of places. I went to Nashville in November as part of the Minnesota Civil War Task Force, where we presented a monument to the city of Nashville in recognition of the Minnesota soldiers who had fought at the Battle of Nashville in December of 1864. And so if you go to Nashville, go to Shies Hill and see the monument to Minnesota.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Wagenius.
Thank you, Jean Wagenius, representing parts of South Minneapolis and Richfield. I traveled a lot when I was young. Actually moved to Minnesota from North Africa, and I got really tired of traveling. So most of my traveling now is between Minneapolis and our farm, which I do highly recommend. So I was thinking I will just, if the bus goes by our farm anytime, I invite folks to stop, and they'll give you lunch or dinner or breakfast or whatever.
Free lunch.
Sure, free lunch.
Well, as you know, Representative McGinnis, I am a farmer, and we very rarely skip free meals, so we'll make note of that. Representative Runbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Linda Runbeck, I represent cities in Anoka County and Washington County. And Representative Wagenius brought up the farm, the family farm, and coincidentally, my husband's great-grandparents farmed right near where her farm is in Hoffman, Minnesota. So we've been out there and checked that out. Our more recent travels are up along the North Shore. We have a boat at Knife River Harbor, and we mostly use it as a cabin because getting out on Lake Superior is a bit daunting.
Thank you. Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Leon Lilly, and I represent three cities in the East Metro, North St. Paul, Maplewood, and Oakdale. And this is my second time being on this committee, which I asked to be on. It was pretty fun. I'm one of those folks that sat in the back of the bus, so you'll know what that means later, with Representative Erdahl. And every once in a while, Chair Hausman would come back and make sure we were still there. It was good fun, and I think we're all in for a treat to see the state and learn more about it. And what a wonderful state we have. I love that we're talking about travel. In my other life, I work at Delta, so thank you. I hope you're using that. Quite honestly, I've been more of a travel agent with my folks and other people traveling more than I have, honestly. But most of my trips have been to Boston lately. I have my youngest is almost done with school there, and most of my money and flights have been to Boston, and I'm looking for the wide world to start traveling again myself, and having some more money. I don't know if you look at the numbers of what Boston schools cost, but so anyways, maybe even buy a new car. No, I don't know.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Vogel.
I'm Bob Vogel. I live in Elko New Market, represent the southern part of Scott County and the western part of Le Sueur County. Our most frequent travel is we have a cabin at Outing, which is about 20 miles north of Crosby. So 169 has seen my car a lot. But we did an interesting trip last spring. My wife and I celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary, and we went down to South Carolina and then headed back up to Pennsylvania. So we spent 12 days before the campaign started being together, and we thoroughly enjoyed the GPS. It's really a marriage enhancement device.
Well, I have that in my car. I like to call it the Naginator, but anyway. Representative Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Dean, I represent Minneapolis. Most of downtown, southern part of North Minneapolis, and every day my district triples in size, population-wise. So, although many folks, you know, we all have similar size districts as far as the people that we represent, I can guarantee you that many folks from some of the districts you live in work in my district. So thank you for sending them to my district, helping make Minnesota a great state. So I actually was in Venice Beach right between Christmas and New Year's, and it was really, really cold. I think the highs were in the low 50s, and the lows were in the upper 30s, and I was asking myself, why am I in California? I could have this back at home. But to your point about transportation, I mean, L.A. is an incredible city. And if you're driving across the city, unlike we're used to 15, 20, 25 minutes to get somewhere, L.A., it's 45 minutes to an hour. I hope that we never get to that point here in Minnesota. And it will take a lot of work from us to make sure that we keep on the track so that we don't become L.A.
Is that a transit deal?
It's actually
Thank
both.
Thank you, Representative Dean.
Oh,
if you're going to have a meeting of the Dean Caucus, you can do that later.
Thank you.
Representative Wazinski.
Chris Wazinski, represent House District 16A, La Crepelle, Yellow Medicine, Lyon and Redwood County. And I suppose a recent trip, I travel quite a bit for work. So just within the Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Colorado. So nothing special, just getting the job done.
Thank you, Representative Tice.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Tama Tice. I represent District 14A, which is St. Cloud, Wake Park, and St. Augusta. And recently, my husband and I took part of a delegation to Spalt, Germany. Our mayor, Dave Kleiss, he created a sister city relationship with Spalt. And we had hosted 2 years ago. We had three young women stay with us, and so now we had the opportunity to go back, and we stayed with one of the girls' parents. And The reason we went so late was November 25th through December 2nd was so that we could take part in all the Vinux Smarts, the Christmas markets going on. So we got to see some wonderful things. We flew into Munich. We were in Nuremberg, and we got to visit where the Nuremberg trials took place and visit through there and their Christmas market. And then we also visited Würzburg and a little town called next to Spalt. It actually belonged to Spalt. And it was called Georgetown, and we got to visit a factory called Toolcraft, and what they did was some amazing things. They actually do parts for the Starkey hearing aids here in Minnesota. So it was pretty cool to see that. My husband wears them, so we were kind of laughing. Maybe we could do the Johnny Cash one piece at a time and build a new hearing aid, but they didn't have all the parts, just some.
Thank you, Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I represent District 27B, which is in mostly Maurer County, one township in Preborn and one township in Dodge County. It's in southern Minnesota along the Iowa border. And I have not had the opportunity to travel very much recently, but I will tell you every week I travel from Austin to St. Paul.
And would you recommend it?
Most weeks, but I'll tell you, last Thursday driving home, that was not as enjoyable as it could have been. Yeah, that was.
I couldn't agree with you more, Representative. There were times on my trip home when I could not see the road. I could see the sun, but I could not see the road. That's wow. How bad it was.
Wow.
You're here just in time, Representative O'Driscoll. Please sit in your assigned seat. It's on the other side of the table. Everybody else had to, so I really couldn't cut you any slack. We are doing introductions, so introduce yourself, but also when you do that, please, we've been talking about travel since this committee is probably going to do some traveling come this summer, so we would like you to tell us about some traveling in your experience.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, for announcing my arrival. I slightly embarrassed by that, and that's difficult for me to do. Representative Tim O'Driscoll, and we're talking about different kinds of travel. I've been to a number of different places, both here in our United States as well as internationally. And one of the things that I had done before I had come to the legislature was I worked for a large broker-dealer here in the state of Minnesota that traveled around the country, and I got a chance to go about through 2.5 weeks out of the year to some other part of the country. And this time of the year, I really liked our southern swing across the country, and probably for obvious reasons. And so I was never anywhere long enough to be able to get a suntan. So I'm not a southern Minnesota farmer like our chair.
C'est la vie. Representative Pulowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I represent a good part of Winona County. The largest city is Winona, but there in Lewiston would probably be the second largest. Since you brought up what we've done recently with travel and with capital investment, yesterday I did a presentation to the Winona Learning Community, about 60 people, on Gothic and Romanesque architecture. Basically, it's a tour of Normandy and the Ile-de-France, focusing on Chartres Cathedral and Mont Saint Michel. I would highly recommend both, particularly during a legislative session.
Thank you, Representative. We'll try to get that organized. Representative Hopp.
That sounds like a fun trip, so I'm looking forward to something like that. But my name is Jeff Howe. I represent District 13A, which is it basically wraps around St. Cloud and west to Painesville, Minnesota. So I've had the opportunity to do a great deal of travel in my life. Some I was pleasurable, and to places like now I'm drawing a blank.
Iraq.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the enjoyable places to go. The military has sent me to a lot of lovely sand beaches, but they've also provided me the opportunity to go to Italy. I spent my wife and I spent our 25th wedding anniversary on a little place on the southeast corner of the island of Sicily. Very beautiful place. Highly recommend that. Spent some time in Garmisch, Germany. Another lovely place. And I'm still drawing a blank on a large island out in by Malaysia. Help
could
me
be out. The National Geographic geography.
Yeah, whatever.
Right,
you know, it was. You know, we've done a lot of traveling, and I look forward to traveling Minnesota and looking at that. So,
Thank you, Representative Howe. Representative Hansen.
I'm Rick Hansen. I represent South St. Paul, West St. Paul, Mendota Heights, Mendota, and Lilydale. And last summer, I drove with my family and two 10-year-old boys to Omaha for the Council of State Governments meeting. iPads are wonderful things. I just point out when you're traveling. And I would encourage particularly the new members, the Council of State Governments Midwestern meetings rotate around this, the Midwestern states. So next summer, it's in Bismarck. So if people are thinking of traveling, they can go to Bismarck, North Dakota, and learn about the oil, whatever's happening.
So are you recommending that trip?
I would recommend that. I did go to Omaha, so I would recommend Bismarck. And then I think the next year it's in Des Moines.
Uh-huh, how exciting. thank you, Representative Hansen. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dennis Smith, representing District 34B, Maple Grove and Osseo. And recently I traveled to Roseau, Minnesota for a hockey tournament, and it was really nice.
Thank you. And Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jason Rarick. I represent District 11B, which is Pine and Kanabec County. Travel I like to do usually every February. A group takes a trip out to the mountains to snowmobile, either Cook City or out of Jackson Hole, so something. Love it out there.
Very good. Well, welcome everyone to the Capital Investment Committee. I'm sure we'll have a great time here. We may have some issues to deal with that might be a little contentious at the end, but it'll all be good. Just to give you a little bit of heads up on where we're headed in the near future, it's going to be kind of like Capital Investment 101 for a few of our meetings. As many of you probably know already, this is my first ever Capital Investment Committee meeting, so the learning curve is steep for me, and it will be steep for our freshmen. Some of you who have been on Capital Investment for some time may find it a little boring, but I hope not, and our staff will, I'm sure, make it very entertaining when we get to these next few meetings. With that, I believe you have a set of rules in your packet. If you would take those out, they're nothing unusual. They are very similar to rules you've seen in other committees. I left my highlighted copy in my office, so I will just fly by the seat of my pants, as I usually do. Nothing unusual here. The 24-hour rule for amendments is in place. As far as starting the meeting, I do intend to start meetings on time. We started a little bit late today because the only thing we had on the agenda to start with was introductions, so it's hard to introduce people that aren't here. But normally I will start the meeting right on time, and we will proceed thusly. These next few meetings, we probably will be running a little short, if anything. I really like to avoid running long. As far as the 24-hour rule goes, there's, of course, some flexibility there when necessary, but it's a lot easier for staff to be able to process those amendments in advance, and a lot better for the public to be able to see what's coming up in committee. As far as absentees go, we will not record absentees, in this committee. I don't see any point in that. If you're not going to be at the committee, it's nice of you to let us know, but... as I was in taxes a little bit earlier today, and Greg David said that it's your loss if you skip a committee meeting, not ours. So if you make that choice, that's up to you. With that, if there are any questions about the rules, I'll be happy to take them now. Or if you have comments to make to me between now and the next meeting, we will not adopt the rules today, but we will adopt them at our next meeting. Representative Hansen.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. This is my third committee meeting today, and I see each of the committees has the 24-hour rule, so I'm just curious, does that mean we're going to have that on the floor, too?
I have not seen anything out of the Rules Committee yet, and I'm not on Rules Committee, so I cannot enlighten you on that. I don't believe we are the creators of the rules, so it's become a new tradition, I guess. Any other questions or comments on the rules? Any other questions or comments on the work of this committee upcoming? If not, that's it for today, folks. The meeting is adjourned.